this rotunda, the whole building was designed by a firm called Warren and Wetmore, who did Grand Central Station, Beaux-Arts School kind of thing. And they designed the building and also the interior, things like these desks have been here since 1925 it was built. And we don't own it anymore, but it was built for Steinway and we owned it for a while. It was 16, 18 floors, something like that.
I just saw that you have the Economist right next door.
Yes, upstairs. Yes, the building is owned by, we sold it to an insurance company which resold it, and that's been resold again. And the Economist is, I think they got one or two floors, I don't know. We don't get up there too much anymore. Then the way we sell pianos is these salesmen have their desks here, and people like to pick out their own piano, so that you'll see a series of rooms here with different pianos in them. And when somebody comes in, then the next person who has their turn comes up, and it gives them a chance to chat with the customer and find out who plays. That's what we got to find out. Is it Papa, Mama, or the little one who plays?
Right.
There's Rachmaninoff, a bust of him by I forget who, and there's all kinds of things like that around. And there's one of Paderewski that was done by Malvina Hoffman, a now unknown sculptress, but she was quite prominent in the 20s and did a whole series of Paderewski ones.
Well, I guess you can well remember the opening 70 years ago.
Not really, no. I'm 80, so I was 10 years old at the time. And I remember vaguely, but I can't say it made a deep impression on
me. It's almost just like a museum.
So this is actually the founder's bench,
Heinrich,
the original Heinrich Steinweg. And all mechanics in those days brought their tools with them. And this, I'm pretty sure, is actually his bench, because I've seen pictures of it going back quite a long way, and that's one of the tools. And this was his tuning hammer and so forth. And then they like to put various interesting things. First, I'll show you this.
This is the famous basement.
This is the basement, and here is where they have to be serviced all the time, of course, kept up to snuff, tuned, and then before they go out, they get a look over. So there are a couple of tuning rooms back in there. They also collect some of the used pianos down here. There's an interesting one that came in here, an Art Deco one from the 30s. See that one with the slab-sided leg? Various ones either waiting to be worked on or whatever. There's one that is, I think it was one that's an old number, so that must be a used one.
It's true that you still hold records that you probably can trace by the number, the development of every instrument.
They have every piano that was shipped is recorded in a number book out in the factory, but all it says really is who the first customer is. Then in some cases when we get it back, they go to the second customer. But it's very interesting, they're used all the time, and everybody likes to know the ages of the pianos and so forth. Then this is the concert department, the concert basement, where the artists come to select pianos, and they have to be worked on all the time. I mean, they go in, they go out, they go in, they go out, and there's a Steinway at every major hall in New York, but somebody who regularly uses the Steinway, if they don't want to use that one, they can come here and select one, and they pay the transport and the tuning at the hall and back again, but many of them prefer that. This expert over here is a young German fellow who was trained in Hamburg, if you'd...
Hallo. Grüß Sie. Hallo. Sie sind hier in New York jetzt seit einiger Zeit?
Wie lange schon? 13 Jahre.
Ist jetzt ein Yankee.
Ich bleib hier.
Hängen geblieben.
Hängen geblieben, ja. Wir sind jetzt zurzeit 6 Techniker. Wir haben einen von Rumänien, Amerikaner, Russen.
Wie viele Instrumente?
6. Wie viele Instrumente?
Ja, in New York. Das
heißt, wir haben ungefähr 70. Ja?
70
in der Gegend, ja.
Das ist ja fast so ein richtiger Fließbandbetrieb.
Ja, ja. Der Flügel hier hat...
Dirk is getting right into the nitty-gritty here. When you get down into dampers, that's serious stuff to get them all adjusted.
Der Flügel ist von Virginia und den haben wir hier überholt. Neue Seiten reingemacht, neue Mechanik. neuer Hammer und so weiter. Und der Flügel ist auch jetzt, die Woche wird er fertig. Und dann geht er nach Virginia und dann einer von unseren Technikern fliegt hinterher.
Ganz schön aufwendig.
Ja, ist aufwendig.
Von mir. Vielen Dank. Danke Ihnen.
Okay.
Well, it used to be a German-speaking firm, in fact, 100 years ago, you had.
Yes, it was, even when I started, it was still, a lot of Germans were still there, and a lot of the language was German, and certain expressions that go around, and now, of course, it's all pretty much.
I think it has. It had also due to the... historical and political changes within the 20th century, so you had to get a little bit away probably from the German image, or did you feel like that?
That was one thing, but mostly it was just the changes that normally happened. The Germans who came over here became like Deutsch. I mean, pretty soon the conversations in a lot of the English words, because they can't think of the German word and so on. And the village situation changed. They used to live around the factory there, but now they live out and so forth. And the area has changed from, it was German and Italians moved in and Irish, and now it's Greek, and they got mixed up. A lot of the German Catholics intermarried with the Italian Catholics, so we have a lot of people in the factory. You know, he has an Italian name, he's got a German face, or the other way around. It's crazy.
Well, that's what the New World is all about.
Absolutely. That's what America's about, and particularly New York. I mean, but this has always been
But I think the Steinway family was always more or less just kept the German...
Pretty much, although my mother was